You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Dan Hill, the co-founder of the Rise Festival Holistic Lantern Lighting event. Rise Festival returns once again this October the 5th and 6th, 2018, beginning mid-afternoon with the sun overhead. You'll listen to soulful live music, enjoy food and drinks, and connect with your friends. Later under moonlight, you'll prepare your lantern and let it rise with thousands of others. Your lantern means something unique to you, but together they live a collective voice to our individual hopes and dreams in one beautiful display. Mr. Hill, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. Sounds like quite the event. So tell us about Rise Festival. What is it exactly? Tell us what is happening in Vegas on October the 5th and 6th, and why is it a must-attend event for our listeners?
The Rise is a sky lantern and music festival. We're in our fifth year now in Vegas. We're just we're actually just outside of Vegas in the Jean Dry Lake bed, about 20 minutes to the south. Towards LA, and Rise is a time for people to come together. They listen to live music throughout the day, eat some good food, connect with their friends, and then they prepare their sky lanterns with messages. And we get people coming for all different reasons. There's people that are, you know, celebrating new life or mourning a death, or we see people proposing marriage or mourning a relationship that's just ended. So we don't make the event about any one thing. We try to make it a space where people can come and make the event be about whatever they choose to make it about. And then about an hour after sunset, we all release our lanterns together. And then that continues on for about 2 hours with fireworks along the way.
How cool is that? That really sounds incredible and like the place to be and experience, no doubt. Now, Rise Festival is a bit different from other events that you have founded. What were those events and where did you get the idea and why did you want to start a lantern festival?
Well, the first event I started was an event called Ragnar. It was a 200-mile relay race, and I was planning to go to graduate school, go to business school, and I'd met the dean at the Harvard Business School, and his advice for getting into an elite business school was to start a business. And he told me, don't worry about so much about how much money you make. He's like, there's a million kids that have made $1 million. He said, build something that's fun to you, that's unique, that's never been done before. And that was back in 2004. And so I'd participated in a running event. It was like a 200-mile relay before, and I loved it and wanted to bring it to Utah. So that's what we did. It was completely outside the box. No one my age was starting running events. And I built that for about 8 years. The time I left, we had 12 events around the country and about 100,000 participants. And then after that, I started a little fun run series called Electric Run, which was basically a light show that you ran through. And that expanded. That just blew up. It was a really big trend. We were in like 17 countries in the first 18 months and about 500,000 participants a year. But I missed Ragnar, where I built something that was kind of a passion project, something that I loved. Where Electric Run was a great event, it wasn't something that I would have been too interested in participating in. So with Rise, I wanted to go back to something more mellow, something that spoke to me personally, that would be an event that I would want to personally attend. And wasn't, you know, kind of as with my first event, I wasn't very concerned about money. I was more concerned about just building something great that I would, you know, want to come to with my family. And it turned out that, you know, other people felt the same way. It became one of the most popular events I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, no surprise there, I bet. Now, what advice would you give to someone that hopes to thrive in your field and create events like yourself?
It's a tough industry. You get a lot of people that, as it was described to me when I first entered, about 90% of your competitors aren't making money. They're doing it because the passion project or a dream. It's a little bit like trying to make it in, you know, in music or film. So it's a really tough industry. It's hard to give advice. I would say just, you know, you got to, it's really important to find a good team and I think that trying to copy existing concepts doesn't work very well because they're easy to copy. You're not the only one copying them. I think the only thing I've ever seen be successful is a totally original concept. So my advice would be to try to figure out a concept that's original, that's something that you personally would want to go attend. I think those do the best than trying to guess at what everyone else is looking for.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Dan Hill, the co-founder of Rise Festival Holistic Lantern Lighting Events here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, your events have all been very successful. Rise is now the largest lantern event in the world. What do you think makes your approach to owning and producing events unique?
Well, I believe that any event you attend, the events that really thrive have a unique emotion or a unique feel to them that doesn't exist anywhere else. When you go there, you're going to feel something, or it's going to have an atmosphere that is completely unique to that event. And those are the events that can become really big and get a very loyal following. A lot of events just all feel the same, have the same sponsors, same vendors. Those are easy. Those just kind of become commodities. So I think what we've done really well is every one of my events has a very unique feel. And with Rise in particular, the atmosphere and the energy that comes off the crowd is unlike, I believe, any event in the world. It's the only place you can feel that. So that makes it, and it's amazing. So people want to come back year after year.
Yeah, and going by your Instagram feed at Rise Festival, man, I tell you what, after looking at that, that ought to give you a great snapshot of what you can expect. It's absolutely breathtaking. So folks, check it out on Instagram at Rise Festival. Now, if you would, looking at challenges and failures, tell us of a challenge or failure you've encountered during the early stages of the Rise Festival launch and how you grew from that challenge.
Well, the first year of the event, we were just we were so focused on the sky lanterns, and no one had ever done one of these in the U.S. before. So we custom designed our own so that it would our own lantern so that it wouldn't fly very far and wouldn't come down hot, so that it wouldn't start a fire. We were very, very focused on that, and then we were less focused on the transportation. And one of the things we needed with Rise was to get to a remote location, which was going to a location where, you know, no one had ever hosted an event for 10,000 people before. And we had a massive transportation breakdown. It was challenging getting in. On the way out, we had everyone busing in, and our bus lanes completely gridlocked, and we couldn't get people off the lake bed. I think our last person left at like 3 a.m. and the event ended at 10. So that was a pretty massive fiasco. Luckily, the event itself was really beautiful, so there was a lot of news on people knocking out a venue, but whenever they'd interview someone, they'd complain about the traffic, but then they'd say, well, how was the event? And they go, well, the event was beautiful, and they'd show footage from the event, which I learned from that there's no such thing as bad publicity. We did really well the next year, but we had to spend a lot of energy making sure our transportation plan right in the following years.
Yeah, so I'm sure you grew from that experience and really good share there, real life, no doubt. How does one attend this Rise Festival again, October the 5th and 6th, coming up in the Vegas vicinity?
Yep, so tickets are still available for both nights. They can go to risefestival.com, and on the website there's a buy up at the top menu. There's a little buy button. You can go in and have the information on tickets and how to get them. But it's pretty simple just to purchase them online at risefestival.com.
And certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Hill, all the best. I think this event is absolutely spectacular and awesome. I plan to attend in the future. Again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success to you.
Thank you very much. Hope to talk to you again soon.
And I think that's a great idea. Let's plan on it. We've been speaking with Mr. Dan Hill, the co-founder of Rise Festival Holistic Lantern Lighting Events, that will be held this October the 5th and 6th. For all the details and to purchase tickets, visit risefestival.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.